Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't ever wondered if they're ready to ride. trying to make it real compared to what? Welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark. You're at the right place at the right time. Thank you for taking the time out this evening, East Coast time, to tune in to another edition of Productive News Weekly, where we bring you news and information called from around the globe, most typically within the continental United States, although we do travel beyond the borders from time to time to bring you most pertinent information. It's news for you, by you, and most often of you. So we appreciate you when you send us information that, well, may not be hitting mainstream media, but is pertinent for our well-being to know, to understand. And so we're here bringing you that news and information that, even if it does hit mainstream, doesn't get the attention, the time it deserves, and certainly is presented here without a political or business influence or spin. This evening, I'm just so plump pleasingly pleased to bring you some information, and, well, it's information that I've done some background on, and as always, I ask the listener, you, if you hear something that doesn't make sense to you, do some research, get back to me, because we take pride in all of our information being vetted and grounded in truth. Because that's really what we're about, you know. It's truth and common sense. So, if it's not about that, then we really, you know, we really try to stay away from that. We put every effort we can. So, this evening, we're going to be talking about numbers and cents. And it is the last week of April and the last week of Earth Month. Last week we did a little insight on Earth Week. We had a special guest, Ms. Eula Pasternak, was with us, GMO expert and specialist, renowned nationally. And she really dropped some nuggets on us about some of the foods that we eat typically that I'm sure we generally don't know about. So you'll want to tune in to the archives if you didn't catch it last week. And if you did, you may want to listen to it again. It's like a good movie. When you watch it a second time, you always catch something that you missed the first time through. So tune into our archives. You just simply need to go to blogtalkradio.com/ Renford, and that's not the words forward, F-O-R-W-A-R-D, it's just that little slash that's beneath the question mark on your keyboard. So that's blogtalkradio.com, and then the forward slash key, and then you'll type Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D. That's the network that we air on, the Renford Network. And when you do that on your computer or tablet or smartphone, it'll take you to the Renford Network, and you'll see all of our programs going back several years, and you'll get to listen to some of the iconic interviews that we've had over the years, and I think it'll be enjoyable. But they're all listed by chronological date, so if you go to the website, you'll see last week's program and then the week before, and it's all listed by not just date, but by topic, and if we should have a guest, the guest is listed there as well. So again, last week was truly a, I'd just like to say stimulating. But it is, again, still Earth Month, so we're going to be talking a little bit about some of those things that, well, pertain to our planet and our health and well-being. And, of course, we're going to do our numbers and cents segment. That's numbers and S-E-N-S-E, cents. Does it make sense? So we're going to be doing that. And, of course, you're welcome to dial in and give us your comments if you should have any comments. And, of course, the number is 347-838-9142. Love to have your input and your insight. This is an uncommon discourse that we engage in, and it's about actually germinating productive thought for the well-being of all of us. So, numbers and cents. Well, I just had so many this week. I said I'm going to have to give some bonus points and do a couple numbers and cents for everyone. So you're going to get a bonus this week on the numbers. Numbers and cents. Peace. So, why don't we start with why don't we? Well, why don't we? Laughter's good, folks. We're going to also talk a little bit about, well, not so much for laughter, but for insight on an energy level. We have a full moon coming up, and we're hoping we'll be able to have one of our special guests who specializes in expert in energy. And hopefully next week we'll be able to do some of that. There's a full moon, which is the most powerful moon, actually, of the year. And I know some of you may be thinking, oh, the moon, here we go. Do some research, as I always say. Anything you hear on Productive News, you're encouraged to follow up and just, you don't have to dig deep and do a thesis, 10-page report, you know, with the handheld computer we call phone. You just hit a few keys and you can get a boatload of information. So do follow up. But the fact of the matter is that a meditation and energies of full moon is not what it was thought of even 10 years ago, not to mention 30 or 40 years ago, when it, by some more significant standard, was considered, you know, some mystic stuff. No, it's proven that there are certain energies that impact the human genome, and that's just the fact of the matter. It's become more than just hearsay. It's actually getting into the scientific realms, and that's why you're seeing a shift, if you will, in terms of health and wellness. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later in the program in terms of new dynamics on health and wellness. So I want to just talk about numbers and cents. And something that I've been talking about, you know, week after week, and I wanted to start with that one because I did promise that I wasn't going to let go of this one because it's just frankly near and dear to me. I just believe the bookends of our society are so important. That would be our children and our elderly, our seniors, our elders. And we in Western society, you know, United States and, you know, that whole side of the world, Britain and all of that, have a sort of a different thought in terms of our approach towards our elder. We don't revere our elder like our Eastern counterparts, our Asian counterparts. And I think there's something to be said about that because they've walked this path before. And I always have believed that, well, wisdom is simply, if I could put it in one word, experience. And who has more experience than the elder? Now, don't misunderstand me. All elders don't have good and common sense. And so I don't want to mislead anyone to believe that, oh, you know, because someone's old. Believe me, I know. I work in an environment. I work with the elder populace regularly. Folks typically don't change. They get older. I mean, And there's many, many that make shifts, as we should. We should be making shifts. There's one thing that is so true about change, and that is everything will change, but yet they stay the same. And that's sort of an oxymoron, but it's true. And what I've seen is, for the most part, you know, people kind of stay the same. But it doesn't take away the fact that the older a person is, the more experience they have. The question is, how do you utilize that experience? And that's where wisdom comes in. So where am I heading with this discourse? Well, as I promised, you know, one of the statistics that truly concerns me is that, and I mentioned it before, 300 is the number, and the sense or senselessness behind it is tanaw, because that's how many people approximately per day die from fentanyl. 300 per day. That's about the size of an average airliner, you know, Continental, whatever your preference is. I think American may still fly, Southwestern, whatever it is you prefer, Delta. I don't even know if Delta still runs. But if an airline went down every day, that would be massive, massive headline news. Now, this isn't like, well, heart disease, and I'm not belittling heart disease, is the leading cause of death. Well, supposedly, statistically in America, well, maybe even globally. However, that's been something that has been ongoing for how many decades? Maybe closer to a century. This fentanyl epidemic, and it is an epidemic, this is something that's just occurred in the last 3 years at that level. And that's why we need to be paying attention to it. Because the question is, where's the outrage?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? This is... Hello? This is Darryl Clark. Hello? Hello? This is Darryl Clark.
About a house is a killing house. Twisted children killing.
Trying to make it real compared to what? Welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark. You're at the right place at the right time. Thank you for taking the time out this evening, East Coast time, to tune in to another edition of Productive News Weekly, where we bring you news and information called from around the globe, most typically within the continental United States, although we do travel beyond the borders from time to time to bring you most pertinent information. It's news for you, by you, and most often of you. So we appreciate you when you send us information that, well, may not be hitting mainstream media, but is pertinent for our well-being to know, to understand. And so we're here bringing you that news and information that, even if it does hit mainstream, deserves and certainly is presented here without a political or business influence or spin. This evening, I'm just so plump, pleasingly pleased to bring you some information. And, well, it's information that I've done some background on, and as always, I ask the listener, you, if you hear something that doesn't make sense to you, do some research, get back to me, because we take pride in all of our information being vetted and grounded in truth, because that's really what we're about, you know? It's truth and common sense, and we really, you know, we really try to stay away from that. We put every effort we can. So this evening, we're going to be talking about numbers and cents. And it is the last week of April and the last week of Earth Month. Last week, we did a little insight on Earth Week. We had a special guest, Ms. Eula Pasternak, was with us, a GMO expert and specialist, renowned nationally, and she really dropped some nuggets on us about some of the foods that we eat typically that I'm sure we generally don't know about. So you'll want to tune in to the archives if you didn't catch it last week, and if you did, you may want to listen to it again. It's like a good movie. When you watch it a second time, you always catch something that you missed the first time through. So tune into our archives. You just simply need to go to blogtalkradio.com/Renford. And that's not the words forward, F-O-R-W-A-R-D. It's just that little slash that's beneath the question mark on your keyboard. So that's blogtalkradio.com. And then the /key. And when you do that on your computer or tablet or smartphone, it'll take you to the Renford Network, and you'll see all of our programs going back several years. And you'll get to listen to some of the iconic interviews that we've had over the years. And I think it'll be enjoyable. But they're all listed by chronological date. So if you go to the website, you'll see last week's program and then the week before, and it's all listed by not just date but by topic, and if we should have a guest, the guest is listed there as well. So again, last week was truly a, I'd just like to say stimulating. But it is, again, still Earth, so we're going to be talking a little bit about some of those things that, well, pertain to our planet and our health and well-being. And of course, we're going to do our numbers and sense segment. That's numbers and S-E-N-S-E. Sense. Does it make sense? So we're going to be doing that. And of course, you're welcome to dial in and give us your comments if you should have any comments. And of course, the number is 347-838-9142. Love to have your input and your insight. This is an uncommon discourse that we engage in, and it's about actually germinating productive thought for the well-being of all of us. So numbers and cents. Well, I just had so many this week. I said I'm going to have to give some bonus points and do a couple numbers and cents for everyone. So you're going to get a bonus this week on the numbers. Numbers and cents. Peace. So why don't we start with why don't we? Well, why don't we? Laughter's good, folks. We're going to also talk a little bit about, well, not so much for laughter, but for insight on an energy level. We have a full moon coming up, and we're hoping we'll be able to have one of our special guests who is specialized and expert in energy. And hopefully next week we'll be able to do some of that. There's a full moon, which is the most powerful moon, actually, of the year. And I know some of you may be thinking, oh, the moon, here we go. Do some research, as I always say. Anything you hear on Productive News, you're encouraged to follow up and just, you don't have to dig deep and do a thesis, 10-page report. You know, with the handheld computer we call phone, you just hit a few keys and you can get a boatload of information. So do follow up. But the fact of the matter is that meditation and energies of full moon is not what it was thought of even 10 years ago, not to mention 30 or 40 years ago, when it, by some more significant standard, was considered, you know, some mystic stuff. No, it's proven that there are certain energies that impact the human genome, and that's just the fact of the matter. It's become more than just hearsay. It's actually getting into the scientific realms, and that's why you're seeing a shift, if you will, in terms of health and wellness. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later in the program, in terms of new dynamics on health and wellness. Talk about numbers and sense. And something that I've been talking about week after week, and I wanted to start with that one because I did promise that I wasn't going to let go of this one because it's just frankly near and dear to me. I just believe the bookends of our society are so important. That would be our children and our elderly, our seniors, our elders. And we in Western society, United States and, that whole side of the world, Britain and all of that, have a sort of a different thought in terms of our approach towards our elder. We don't revere our elder. And I think there's something to be said about that because they've walked this path before. And I always have believed that, wisdom is simply, if I could put it in one word, experience. And who has more experience than the elder? Now, don't misunderstand me. All elders don't have good and common sense. And so I don't want to mislead anyone to believe that, because someone's old. Believe me, I know. I work in an environment. I work with the elder populace regularly. Folks typically don't change. They get older. I mean, and there's many, many that make shifts, as we should. We should be making shifts. There's one thing that is so true about change, and that is everything will change, but yet they stay the same. And that's sort of an oxymoron, but it's true. And what I've seen is, for the most part, people kind of stay the same. But it doesn't take away the fact that the older a person is, the more experience they have. The question is, how do you utilize that experience? And that's where wisdom comes in. So where am I heading with this discourse? Well, as I promised, one of the statistics that truly concerns me is that, and I mentioned it before, 300 is the number, and the sense or senselessness behind it is because that's how many people approximately per day die from fentanyl. 300 per day. That's about the size of an average airliner, Continental, whatever your preference is. I think American may still fly, Southwestern, whatever it is you prefer, Delta. I don't even know if Delta still runs. But if an airline went down every day, that would be massive, massive headline news. Disease, and I'm not belittling heart disease, is the leading cause of death, supposedly, statistically in America, maybe even globally. However, that's been something that has been ongoing for how many decades? Maybe closer to a century. This fentanyl epidemic, and it is an epidemic that's just occurred in the last 3 years at that level. And that's why we need to be paying attention to it. Because the question is, where's the outrage? Where did this come from? Now, what has been determined is the source of it is China. And it enters the United States predominantly through our southern border. Predominantly. I'm not saying 100%, but well above 50. And some numbers say as high as 80% comes through the borders. So that number 300, that should just resonate in your head. And that's why I bring that up every week. 300. Because I want you to really think about that. And we know our borders are open. So, it comes back to this open border thing. And the borders are open. Folks, they're wide open. Another 3,000 came through just this month. So we're talking 2 million in the last year or two. Some numbers triple that. But at a minimum, as many as the size of another, some small populated states. So we're bringing in fentanyl. We're depleting our economy. We're stressing our economy. We're stressing the hospitals. We're stressing our families. Remember the baby formula crisis? You don't think coincidence, right, that that occurred just when we begin to have the peak of the immigration from the borders. Because, you see, they're bringing children with them. So I'm simply saying, let that 300 resonate in your head, folks. This has nothing to do with parties or political. This is just strictly the facts. So 300 is one. But I have something else I just want to share with you about what's been happening in the last, well, several years. And this is something that came from, I believe it was the Heritage Foundation. You can look it up. I wish you would. All right. Late last year. And it was a report released called the Blue City Murder Problem. Yes, now this does get, you know, political. Because Blue City, blue, one left wing, red, right wing. Show that high crime counties governed largely by Democrats, this is a fact, these are facts, I'm just speaking facts, are driving up crime rates. These are counties that are driving up crime rates. Counties within states. The study also showed that cities with the strictest gun laws, and I'm not trying to say I'm pro-gun or not, I'm giving some facts now. I will give my opinion on my study also says cities with the strictest gun laws, Chicago, Detroit, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, St. Louis, and New Orleans, had some of the highest homicide rates in the nation. Now, those cities shouldn't surprise you, right? I mean, we know about Chicago. I mean, come on, number one, Detroit. Gosh, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, St. Louis, New Orleans. The fact of the matter is just the facts. The statistics bear it out. You got nothing against those places. Got relatives in a few of them. And I pray for them. There's their children in it. Not to say I don't care about the elders, but your children living in these war zones. Now, they had some of the highest homicide rates in the nation, and they have some of the strictest gun laws in those places. Now, here's the catch of all of this. When you include those cities in the United States, the homicide rate nationally, highest in the world. So there's a number for you. The third highest in the world. The United States has the third highest homicide rate in the world. When you take those six cities out of the equation, the United States homicide rate drops to the fourth from the bottom. So, you know, what concerns me, and this is just, you can say it political if you want, why is it that these cities, and these are cities that are run predominantly by, you know, left-wing Democrat, if you will, and have been for years, why are those so high? You may say, well, you know, I mean, it's just a reflection of the populace and whatever. I'm just asking a question. Why is the homicide rate so high in those Democrat-led cities. See, I'm getting concerned about what I'm seeing here on mainstream opinion. I truly believe that there's a true mass effort being made that is not productive for this country, especially when I hear and see statistics like the one I just mentioned. And I'm concerned about where this country is headed, and is this country compromised by its leader on down? Because I believe that there was a problem with the election, if for no other reason, in terms of election interference, than by the influence of the mass media. Because another statistic, look it up, if the laptop, we know about the laptop, right? Now, we do know, and you've got to look these things up. I don't want you to not just believe me or not believe me. And if you choose to just hang up, and that's a head-in-the-sand approach, you can do that too, a choice in your life. But if you want to truly have an uncommon discourse, press 1 on the dial and we can discuss. I'd like to see your opinion, hear your opinion of it. Because I'm just speaking facts. So we have these cities that have the highest crime rates. We have these cities that I believe are compromised by following a certain ideology, which I don't think is in the best interest of the country, because you're hearing things about the Green New Deal, all electric cars. It's a farce. And I say it's a farce based on the fact of truly helping the United States. You know, to manufacture an electric car, there's a lot of coal involved in that. Coal, which is certainly not green. Just the production of the batteries. And let's not forget that we're saber-rattling with China. This is something that is just a fact. Taiwan makes, 80% of the chips in the world? And I don't know how that happened. How do you have one place anywhere take 80 and 90% of what's needed, required for your survival? We had a saying, and I think pretty much everybody on the line, on the air here, heard this one before. Never put all your eggs in one basket. See, we're getting back to simple living here, simple thought. Never put all your eggs in one basket. And so just expand back on that, as they say, peel back on that onion. China, by some standards, is possibly an adversary in the future. 80% of our product being made there. On average, 75% of the new Green Deal coming from China. When I say 80% of that, I'm talking about solar panels. I'm talking about the windmills, you know, the huge 50, 100 feet tower windmills. Those are made in China. The batteries, electric cars, made in China. So what happens if we go green and we find ourselves in a skirmish? Okay, 90%, actually the number I've seen most recently, 96% of our solar panels are made in China. 96%. So now we go green, right? They say we need to go green by, as I've heard some numbers, as soon as 2030, which is right around the corner. And I've even heard sooner than that. So we go total windmill, solar, and battery. Well, 96% of the solar panels are made in China. 96%. So they're 90%, 6% of our well-being is dependent on a country that is communist, has different ideals from us. Look up Rigger's, right? They still believe in slavery, child slavery. I mean, okay, let me just give me some facts, some numbers and cents. 96% solar panels, China. 83% windmills, China. 75% batteries, China. So if we go green, I mean, are we really ready for that? Are we really to throw all those eggs over to a country that is questionable, that told us don't even think about if we should decide to invade them? That's a fact. Remember, they told Pelosi, don't go there. Remember, she visited Pelosi, you know, whatever she was, speaker, Taiwan last year. And she was told, but she went anyway. I'll give her some credit for that. But just the threat of that. So are we really ready for that? And then you look at California, and it's a shame what's happened to California. You know, that song, California Dreamin', I mean, just, you know, once a beautiful place, dreamest, in terms of what's happening now. They're talking about cutting out the ability to have gas stoves and all. You can't buy an electric car in the next 10 years. You can't buy a non-electric car, in the next 10 years. So, I mean, you know, average $90,000. Who is this helping? Because African Americans, I know it's not helping my folks. I mean, I hear, you know, the children nowadays, they aren't looking at color and the like, but statistically, African Americans are the least average income, actually, are natives of the country, which they call Indians, which is unfortunate. You know, they fall a little bit below us, and I say us as an African American. But we're right at the bottom of the totem pole, and I don't think that's going to help. The immigration isn't helping. So who are these so-called Haitian blacks? I'm coming straight hard in the paint. Speaking of hard in the paint, Cavs lost to the Knicks. Oh, well, it's another story. But who are they really caring about? I don't think they're caring about me. I'm not seeing it. I don't see what they've done. The last left-wing regimes didn't do well by me. The first one, the last one before this one, my health insurance doubled. It was supposed to be Obamacare. My health insurance doubled. And I know a lot of folks in middle class, the same thing happened. Darn near priced me out of being able to have health care. And you want to talk about inflation, look at what's happening now. You can barely go to the grocery store without paying twice as much. I'm paying $2.50 for what I used to pay, $1.74. You know, that adds up. And we appreciate the little stimulus checks that we got, but when I add in fuel, that's been sucked up. So just a little numbers and cents there for you that I wanted to share. Something you can kind of chew on, and I'd like you to do some investigation on it, because I'm just looking at different sources and I'm coming up with the same thing, but maybe I'm missing something. To know if I am, because I want to be awake, and I'm not into that woke thing. So remember, we started out with 300. We know what 300 is. I mean, the minimum is 70,000 every year from fentanyl. Do you know that's more of the people than died in the Vietnam War, period, over the whole term of the war? It's a problem, folks. And by the way, these are young folks that are being killed. And I say being killed, and the border is wide open. Just, you know, let them come in. Bring in more. And there's a lot of theories about why that is. Is it just to try to, you know, hopefully get the vote, anything I can do to stay in office, or is it just being compromised with China, or is it a combination of the two? I mean, their plant, a Chinese plant in Detroit, yeah, those kind of things concern me. Don't you find it a little kind of disheartening? You start thinking about everything in your home, at least 75% of it being produced by a country that you don't fully trust. And then you look at those who are well off buying into it as though it's, there was a movie once, one of those disaster movies. I can't remember the name of it. I'm sure many of you could name it right off the top. I want to say it was called, the name of a year, was it 2000 or something? I'll try to look this up and bring it next week. But it was the end of the world movie. It wasn't Bruce Willis. It was another actor that played, and he was trying to get his daughter, because there was only so many ships that were going to be able to leave from China to be able to escape this world catastrophe. But you know, there were only so many people that were able to get on these few ships, right? And, you know, they were well off. So are these people really in our best interest, the ones who have the wherewithal? Is this what this is partially about? And I want to close on something here, which is the perversion piece of this left wing, I believe, compromisation for America, mutilation of children. Now, this is something new. This is something that just occurred in the last five years. It's been brewing for a while, because as Dick Gregory used to tell me, Daryl, here's what they're planning. That was 10 years ago. So there are think tanks that work on these things over a period of time. I mean, Fauci came right out and said, we're going to have another pandemic. So when I think about this left-wing promoting what they call drag queen story time bandwagon, which I have, I'm out. You know, Shark Tank, I don't know if you ever watch it. You got to Google it if you've never seen it. I don't watch it often, maybe once or twice a year. But it's an interesting program about these millionaires who basically are venture capitalists, meaning they invest in people's ideas. And you get to present your idea, whether it's, you know, a new widget or gadget or something else that might hit the market and be successful. And there's a five or six of these millionaires that get to look at your presentation, and you get 5 minutes to present your product. And one by one, they determine if they're in or out. And that's what comes to mind. And it's so interesting. It's almost like The Apprentice, where, you know, the punchline is you're fired, you know, and you're hired. Well, the punchline here is I'm out. And it's kind of cool the way they do it. You know, the guy or the gal or the couple, you know, they do their presentation, and then they go one by one to discuss what they think about it. And as they go one by one by the millionaires say, you know, I really like what you're thinking about, but you know what? Your ROI just doesn't make sense. I don't see how. And they'll talk about, you know, the business aspect of the venture. And at some point, one by one, usually, they say, for that reason, I'm out. So see, that is where I'm at. My moral compass will not allow me to any longer align with that left wing any longer. I'm totally out. I have been registered independent for several years, so I was ahead of this curve. I saw it coming. And I want to stay there. I'm really, that's where I want to be. So I'm not looking to lean right on that right wing. In terms of where my thought is leaning right in terms of just that alone. The fact that you would mutilate a child, take away my right to protect myself. The statistics, as I just gave you the numbers, bear out that these homicides, they're not by rifles. Gregory told me this. He says they want to take your guns. If you look across my history, folks out there, or folks who have children or grandchildren or great-grands who studied history, look it up. I mean, going back to Hitler and Mussolini, and the first thing that a regime does is try to remove your guns. Because, you see, your Second Amendment right to bear arms yourself from external criminals, but to protect yourself from, read your Second Amendment. To protect yourself. Period. Internal or external. 78% of all homicides are by handguns. Why are you taking away my rifle? So I disagree with that. So you take away my legal rifle, because you see, there's always going to be a black market. And people who want to be legitimate, like you and I, we aren't going to have necessarily access to that market. But the criminals will. So my ability, and you're just opening the door up for mass anarchy in this country, because the criminals, they're going to have weaponry like you won't even be able to imagine. And they'll come in your home, and they'll potentially hurt you, your loved ones, children, grandchildren, parents. You'll be helpless. I want to have what they have. I want to bring a knife to my family going back. And I look back and I'm thinking, you know, we actually were somewhat conservative. You know, and I look back in terms of my morals, the way I was raised, to think right. I have to say that maybe we were a little bit conservative, because we were taught to do unto others as you would have them do unto you, live right, be truthful. And, well, I grew up as a Christian, and I have Christian values. And what I see now has nothing to do with Christian values. And I see an affront on women. And the other thing, if you have girls, nieces, granddaughters, great-granddaughters, mothers, sisters, it's an affront on women. Got men walking in your high school relatives' restroom, exposing themselves and telling, oh, you know, I'm trans. Is that what you want for your sixth grader? Call in and tell me if you believe that. I want to hear some. I don't know anyone. Well, of course I wouldn't, because I'm not in those circles, but I see it on television where people say, well, people should have freedom to do what they want to do. Well, wait a minute. No, I don't want some man competing with my niece who's a world-class water polo, you know, potentially going to the Olympics, but yet she'll never get there and her morale will be broken because she had to compete with a man. Or my niece who is a potential all-state 400-meter star has her morale broken because she gets beat by a man. And any doctor who wants to be truthful will tell you, biologically, men and women are different. Period, Dory. There's no question about it. So, do I want to align with that party? Nah, I'm out. It's just you consider Where are your values? Would you sell your mother, your daughter, your niece for an ideology, a political party, affiliation? That's why I don't do sororities or fraternities. I encourage my female friends and nieces and relatives not to do that. And it's nothing against them, because I have one of my best friends, she's probably listening, she's going to call me and get upset and curse me, is a member of a sorority. It was never for me, because I believe if you are part of that, then you kind of have to go along with the ideology. So what if you join a sorority or a fraternity and they say, yeah, we're all for drag queens, and that's not in your heart, so what do? You just quit, right? I mean, I'm not saying anything against drag queens. You're adult, you do what you want to do. But when you start getting before my third grader and showing your nasty draws, then I have an issue with that. And I'm in that fraternity. Shark Tank, I'm out. There's a political party that affiliates with that, I'm out. So you got to really, you know, we are in changing times, and I'm speaking to my audience at large. You got to make some tough decisions. Now, I noticed the whole thing about abortion. I get that, because those are some things that make you say, I don't know. Now, on that other side, they believe in killing, you know, at a certain level, da-da-da-da. You got to weigh all this out. And that's what we have to do. So your conversation up next week. I was looking to talk a little bit about, you know, because it's so passionate for me, as you can tell, I went into that a little deeper than I had originally intended to. But what I do want to talk about, and I am going to talk about, is what's happening with foods. I wanted to pick up on that conversation that we had with Eula. And I also wanted to, and I will pick this up next week or the week after, because we're going into the strongest full moon of the year. And I encourage everyone, just take some time out, especially as you get closer to the full moon, which I believe is next Friday. Take some time out, the full moon of Taurus, I believe it is, and look at some of the attributes. We'll be talking about them on Thursday of next week. And just consider embracing some of those, because that the energy is, regardless of whether you're a Taurus or not, the energy is in the ethers of the environment. And so you can tap into those same energies. But I wanted to share with you, though, something that I was reading about what's happening with our farms, and it was really, you know, disappointing, to find a good word for it. It's very disappointing to find out what's happening in terms of waste products and how some companies are taking harmful waste products and using it for, you know, fertilizer and things that we ultimately end up ingesting. When I say waste products, I'm not just talking about feces. I'm talking about the things that go into your landfills. I mean, people put all kinds of things in there. Some things just can't ever vigilant right now in terms of awareness. If there was any word I would leave with you this evening, it would be awareness, folks. Let's be more aware of what the heck is going on. Well, I'm going to have to leave you now for this episode of Productive News Weekly. I really, 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 really wanted to, and I did, wanted to emphasize. Let me leave you with this, and we can talk about it more. There's some harmful oils that I want you to really think about, and you'll see this in some of your products. And number one is canola oil. You know, some people say, oh, there's nothing wrong with canola oil. I've seen organic canola oil. What is canola oil? Where does it come from? Some people say, oh, it's rape seed. That's a name for you, huh? R-A-P-E. I mean, some things are so obvious. That's one. But there's some others that it's hard to get around. Safflower oil, soybean oil. I mean, so, you know, the question is, what do we do? I'm going to talk about those things in the weeks ahead. The answer in the weeks ahead. So, with that said, we are going to focus on the positive, understand the energies that are available to you, and they are available to you. You know, the Bible that I read, and in some sense or another, most religious script has some way of putting this. That is, there is a power within us, a power that most often goes untapped. In the Bible, it says that if you ask anything in my name, referring to Jesus, I will do it. And it also says that if you believe in me, you'll do what I've done. You'll have the capability. Because it says throughout the Bible in one word or another, I'm in you and you are in me. We are one. You can't separate the vine from the tree. So, and I'm paraphrasing, please understand that. If you want to go to the specifics, it's in John, I believe, 14th and 15th chapters. They speak of it there, and it's throughout other chapters in the book as well. Speaking of the Bible, for those of you who don't mind opening up a Bible, and I don't mind opening up the Quran or any of the other spiritual readings. I don't believe I'm going to open it and all of a sudden some hand's going to snatch me into it. I mean, you know, just use our good and common sense. And so, you know, that being my belief, and we're saved through our faith, then there's an enormity that we're capable of doing that we don't tap into in terms of protecting ourselves and our loved ones, preventing harm from any type of individual or thing. And I'm not saying you can just sit back and go, ooh, I don't want anything to harm me. I don't want to have to work, but I want to be able to, you know, pay my bills. I don't want to. No. No. You know the saying, faith without works. But you will have what you want. And I work on it every day. Because it's not easy. I mean, you know, there's always things coming at us to counter our better selves. So again, the key word is awareness. Be aware of your capabilities. Encourage someone because that's good energy and that energy does come back to you. You don't want to do it for that reason. That's not good karma, but you want to do it just because it's a good thing. And it will come back to you. So encourage someone, help someone to get where they need to and want to go, and it'll come back to you. And that's what I'm working on for me, folks. Accentuating the positive. Well, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure again speaking, and I didn't have anyone that wanted to have any discourse this evening, and that's okay. But nonetheless, I look forward to having some discourse next week when we'll be back here. Prayerfully, I ask that you keep me in prayer for my well-being and conscious, righteous thought and living, necessarily an easy thing, and I can generally pray for you. So, with that said, have a good night, and accentuate the positive.